World War I veterans qualifying for the Medal of Honor, the Cherokee Nation and Oklahoma reach a tentative agreement on car tags and addressing homelessness in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Logan Layden. An Arkansas research center is helping to identify indigenous veterans who might qualify for the Medal of Honor. As OPMX's Sarah Lisi reports, about half of those eligible men are from Oklahoma.
12,000 American Indians and Alaskan Natives served in World War I, which catalyzed the Indian Citizenship Act passing in 1924. But during that time,
they were overlooked for a Medal of Honor due to race.
That's Erin Fair. She's UPIC and the assistant director at the Sequoia National Research Center in Little Rock.
So these men, once we discover who they are, they qualify for this extra review if they have received a Distinguished Service Cross or a Croix de Guerre with Palm.
She says her team has found 25 men who qualify for review by the Department of Defense. 12 of those indigenous soldiers are from Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The list of eligible veterans will be submitted to the Department of Defense by 2028. Well, after nearly 2 years of tumultuous negotiations over card tag compacts, the Cherokee Nation and the state of Oklahoma have reached a tentative agreement. Katie Hallam reports on the details.
If formally approved, the 10-year agreement will grant the Cherokee Nation a unique compact for individuals living on and off reservation. The existing compact will remain in effect for tribal members living on the Cherokee Reservation. For citizens living at large, they can still renew their tags at Cherokee tag offices, but revenue will be split between the tribe and state. Governor Kevin Stitt has repeatedly raised concerns about unpaid toll fees racked up by people with tribal car tags. When first implemented, the state's new plate pay system wasn't able to access registration info for most tribal tags. Under the tentative agreement, the Cherokee Nation will pay $2 million over a 3-year course to plate pay in exchange for the current charges being waived on tribal drivers. If finalized, the new compact will go into effect January 1st. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
And 26 people living in encampments near downtown Oklahoma City are now receiving housing and case management through the Key to Home Partnership. OPMX's Sierra Pfeiffer has more.
The Key to Home Partnership is a collaborative of local organizations working together to address homelessness in Oklahoma City. Erica Warren from the partnership said the community recognized they needed to do things a little differently to address homelessness. The initiative was formed in 2023.
So our goal with the Encampment Rehousing Initiative is to house 500 people experiencing unsheltered homelessness by the end of 2025. We just closed our 21st encampment. And we surpassed our halfway goal last month.
Key to Home reports to date, it has housed 332 people across those encampments, including the latest group of 26. Of those clients housed through the Encampment Rehousing Initiative, Warren says only 10 are again experiencing homelessness. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.